When you eat when you're not hungry, chances are you're eating for emotional reasons. Emotional eating is only a symptom of a much larger problem, a hurtful void or emptiness in your life. It's not your stomach that's hungry. It's your heart. Emotional eating is the number one saboteur of all diets. If you are an emotional eater, you have to make a new choice. To successfully lose weight, you must stop using food as a crutch to quell your emotions. You must find a better kind of emotional support, something that won't widen your waistline. To overcome emotional eating, you must first learn to discern between emotional hunger and nutritional hunger. Nutritional hunger is a biological need. We need the calories, vitamins, and minerals that come from food to stay healthy and build lean muscle. But emotional eating is like trying to fill a hole in the desert with water. Once the water seeps in, or where the food is digested, you're left with the same hole that was there before. All you've done is gain calories and fat. The good news? You can stop this vicious cycle. The first thing you have to do is accept yourself. To become your greatest friend, here are the things you must do. Accept your current self. Many people falsely think that as soon as they reach their goal weight, they'll start loving and respecting their bodies. This simply is not true. Some of the most tortured souls have the thinnest bodies. So if you think a smaller body will result in better body acceptance, you've put the cart before the horse, because it's actually the reverse.